Good afternoon. Welcome to another edition of Youth Unplugged, brought to you by the Bank of St. Lucia. Today, we're joined with Mr. Yannick James. Good afternoon, Yannick. How are you?
Yeah, man, I'm there. What's the vibe?
I'm
trying to sound as Lucian as possible. Just come out of the hotel.
I know you're Lucian. So if you want to sound as Lucian as possible, I'll take that.
Yeah, all right.
So this afternoon, guys, we're going to be talking to Yannick. Just a little bit about himself. I mean, where he's from, the journey. A lot of people know you. Probably not by name. But when we see a national event and we see somebody come to play the violin,
That's my name.
My unbaptized name. So where are you from?
Yeah, I hear from you.
Babu, it's a beautiful breeze. Very good. In the nighttime, like around now, people, you don't need an AC. Yeah, I mean, I think it's hot everywhere.
No, it's just about Asian Island right now.
You feel it?
Everybody.
I'm feeling it as well. All right, so I think with that being said, I can move on to another part of the questions, because you literally want me to ask your questions. But
now you're going to run me down there.
Ras with the violin. We're going piece by piece. Okay, so you're from Babu, no?
Mm-hmm.
Right? What school did you go to?
Vibutet Primary. Mm-hmm. Shout out. Leon Hess Sec, you know.
A school of musicians, yeah?
Yes, yeah, I'm too.
Still very good with musicians.
Oh, man, yes, yes, yeah. Yes, and then I don't usually say it, but then the school of music is a school.
It is a school.
Yeah, so yeah, school of music as well, yeah.
Okay, all right. Leon Hess actually has a very good program when it comes to... Yeah, to music,
I mean, musicians.
Yes, and of course they had that that band. I think the marching band
at
Leon
Hess. Yeah.
You know, my school didn't have these kind of things.
Oh,
we didn't have that. And actually, I think when I was in secondary school, the governmental agency had a program where they started to give out drums and things. So every secondary school to help
at some
improve.
Point. Yeah, at some point there was that. But Hess had one, had a good one before I went to Hess. And when I was there, it was kind of quiet. Then afterwards, you know, it has its waves. And every school, I guess, turns out certain bands of musicians at different points.
But
in time.
Think some schools are better than others. I mean, I think Corinth had Corinth Secondary School had some
even
of
like
the
Dwight
best, Rashad, best, best. You even for like Ricardo.
I'm telling you.
And they had this lady who did music over there, Miss.
Miss Mirage, fantastic
music teacher. And I mean, come on, these guys have been doing a lot.
Certain schools turning out more musicians than this.
Entrepo Secondary School as well. Entrepo had some DJs. You have people like
Ms. Kieran James.
Right, you understand? You have people like Penn and all these people who heavy in the music.
Vifort Sec as well. We tend to forget to shout out the South, you know, but Vifort Sec have a ton of musicians, fellas out on the ship all over the place.
Uh-huh.
But it's some top level musicians.
Let me shout out Sufre as well. My partner Afa. Afa probably, you know, Afa would know as a big music teacher. Afa has to say, you know, Sufre had his part to do in his career as well. Okay. So after going to Leon Hess, I mean, obviously, you started playing the violin. At what age did you start playing the violin?
It's a little hairy now, but then it's about 11 it was, I think. My bro bought me a instrument for it's my birthday. Shout out Ziggy, what are you saying? That's sounding hard to say now, but I got 20
something years.
20
something
years,
playing.
Yeah, it adds up now, yeah. Yeah, getting old, bro. Yeah.
Okay.
I was like 19, don't put my business out, 1999. If you can do the maths out there, you're
that's about
the
23, 24 years.
Yeah, 24, about 24 years.
Okay. Well, that's a very
maths, not maths in these days.
Not maths. That's fine. Okay, but violin is actually one of the most difficult instruments out there. So why the violin?
Well, I mean, okay, I've had a great grandfather who played at some point, and then afterwards nobody did. But then I didn't dislike it. It was always an interesting thing for me. And then when I getting one as a present, I was like, well, yeah, man, like that was like a match. Like, all right, cool. Because I used to play recorder, so I thought only recorder teachers.
Everybody
that.
Played the recorder.
Yeah, man, I like recorder like bad, but I love recorder.
I can't play a tune on it. I remember playing recorder.
Because I was bad, and I was like, and then, yeah, but as soon as that came in, I was like, yo, you know, that's a good opportunity. And that's just around the time I went to here, so I was like in Form 2 or something like that.
Okay.
Not Form 2, from like second to Form 1 or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And the main reason why it stuck was that there was a program at the music at the Cultural Center, at CDF currently. There's a program there with the School of Music. So and getting it one time and then getting an opportunity to join a whole bunch of other people just starting off at some college, convent, everybody there, it made sense to just, you know, it really helped keep the instrument in focus all throughout my school life because I made new friends there, I made new circles, everything, so it was just... Yeah, it worked out.
Okay, a good form of extracurricular, you know, doing something within music. I mean,
a lot of bad things.
Yeah, people tend to forget that. I mean, parents out there always say that my mother sent me to dance quadrille, right?
Helen Folk dancers.
You know, I go all little countries already to dance quadrille.
Understand? Underrated, so, you know.
I'm telling you, bro, underrated, and you know, a big part of. Quadrille and these things is the violin. You understand? Yeah, that's a big part of folk music. So you know, it's not something that people are gonna just pick up and say, "Well, I'm gonna play the violin."
It's not easy to pick up as easy as guitar or drums. Right. Or something. So it's not as intuitive. You have to have somebody teach you.
Mm-hmm.
It's one of those instruments you have to have somebody teach you.
If not, you know, you can't just pick it up.
You can. There are some geniuses out there, but
that wasn't you.
I'd like to think of myself as a genius, but that one there, you have to. I think it's imperative that you get somebody to guide the fingers, or else it leads to a lot of bad practices, and you'll never get like the full tone and sound that you want, and it'll sound bad, and you don't want to stick to it.
But
after a while,
I went to a website.
Oh, God.
I'm telling you, if I have a guy come to talk to me about the violin, I think I should at least learn one thing about the violin before I came on. So here is the one thing I learned about the violin, right? One of the most difficult string instruments to learn, though it has only four strings. They never know it had four strings,
yeah,
you know.
Just four.
Though it only has four strings, the violin is considered one of the most difficult string instruments to master. There are several reasons for this. For starters, unlike the guitar, as you just mentioned, there are no, what's that, frets?
No frets
on the violin. So what's a fret?
It's spatial markers. Like if you look at the guitar, you see the lines on the fretboard, on the thing where you put your fingers.
I learned something today,
frets on the fretboard. Those little markers, they're metal markers, mark off each note for you. So, I mean, you could literally just put your finger between the frets and play a note.
And you'll know that's the note
you're playing. Yeah. So that, in that regard, that makes it easier. It's like piano, if you hit that key,
you know that's what you're going to do. The drum, you hit the snare, you know that's what you're going to hit.
That's what you're
hitting,
the tom. Which is why you can kind of stumble your way through it and then get it after a while. But with violin, there's no frets, so you have to use a combination of finger memory and intonation listening to imagine where those notes would be and then do that like thousands of times for it to just stick.
Yeah, that's a bit much for me. Not an attractive instrument. We also have a problem with, I mean, folk music. As we said earlier, nobody plays folk music, right?
Yeah,
young people don't play folk music. You know, it's disappeared. I know, Augustine Papius and them. The older fellas, right? They have a nice little band. What's the name of
Mamaya?
I actually do the hotels with them sometimes. Everybody in that band. No offense. Probably plus 50.
Yeah,
it's everybody in that band is mature. Let me not say all mature. So
men.
It's like, where are our young musicians? Where are young violinists?
It's that same on the same premise that you mentioned of it being difficult to learn. If I find a lot of drummers, because fellas can just learn in church.
Yes, but that's what it is. Everybody in church, people listen to the instruments, bro.
Yeah, you can just learn violin in church, bro.
Nobody in church plays violin.
So that's why maybe the older guys, they sound a certain way because they learned exactly that from whoever they saw doing it. And a lot of the issue stems from like male ego and a hard head, and
they want to drop the habit.
They want to drop the nothing. They don't want to teach their children nothing. You know how many fellas that in the valley, like Daniel and Pedro, every time I go and play, they say, oh, my grandfather have one home, but he never showed nobody. Yeah, the fellas never taught that thing, because that was like a God instrument, a God level thing. So don't touch that, don't even watch that. I know a lot of people can relate to that. They're like, their parents had one maybe, and that was under the bed somewhere. Don't even touch that watch. I bro, just... So now you're going to get an opportunity to see them up close, so to mimic what they're doing. So fathers trying to imitate that and play. So that aspect of folk music is disappearing. So I try and infuse it a lot in what I do. So that the older folks love when I play for them, but like the hair in the old thing and whatever, and I try to add it into like new age things. But it's like, it's literally me trying to enforce that. So
let me ask you a question. Off your hand, right? How many young violinists do you know? I only know one. There's a young guy. He was on Youth Unplugged sometime last year.
Michael,
yeah, from the South. That's the only one I know. Yeah, right? I don't know anybody else playing the violin, probably under the age of 30.
Well, okay, so we did, myself and a couple of my friends who learned violin together with me. We had we taught a number of students during our teaching career. So there are a number of guys who still play. Not number, I say number. But there are a couple of them, like four or five. Like there's Marissa. There's a nice string group.
I know Marissa.
Yeah.
I know Marissa.
Marissa Simeon, Renly. They have a quartet now. And they do some of the hotel stuff, weddings. And
okay.
Stuff, you know. But Michael's the only guy in the South. And he's young, virtuoso.
I think Michael is about 14. Michael is not 15 yet.
16 now, doing 16. Shout out Michael Boomer.
No. That doesn't sound right.
Yeah, the man there. Shout out Social Sec too, man. So they did some nice work down there. Okay,
well, big up yourself, Michael. He's
You're doing jazz now. I think he's on the Sunday. He's playing with someone on Sunday.
On Sunday main stage.
Yeah.
Fantastic. I actually met him at Miss World last year doing some stuff.
No, he's really good, focused, really good. You know, we speak all the time that he's a really nice guy, man. And he's really passionate about what he does. So the future of that aspect is, I'm happy for that.
Well, I like to hear that. We go in some places. We're actually due for a commercial break. When we come back inside, we're going to talk a little bit about where you have gone with that violin. You know exactly where you know you're going to that. You know, because the violin will bring you places. You know, every instrument
fancy
will bring
places.
You, of course, fancy places. So we'll hear a little bit about that. We're due for a quick commercial break. When we come back inside, more with Yannick James.
Sometimes you know where you want to go, but may not know how to get there. Your vision, your future, your life. Bank of St. Lucia provided me the advice that supported my goals at every stage of my life, my business, my retirement, and what I leave for those most important to me. We may not all have the same goals, but we all need to plan for them. BOSL-WISE. Plan, invest, enjoy.
Finally, a card for everyday living. Bank of St. Lucia Visa Credit Card. Everything gets paid with my card. My utility bills, grocery shopping, that cute dress I saw online, my favorite entertainment and Netflix subscriptions. I collect points each time I use my credit card to redeem anytime. Yes! Imagine a credit card rewarding my lifestyle. Bank of St. Lucia Visa Credit Card for everyday people, everyday moments.
Welcome back to Youth Unplugged, brought to you by the Bank of St. Lucia. Yannick, you go to the Bank of St. Lucia. I always ask this question when we come back. I think Bank of St. Lucia is really one of the best banks. Not one of the best banks in St. Lucia. That's my bank.
I do go to Bank of St. Lucia a lot. I haven't been in a little while, you know, because of work structure.
What's your favorite branch?
This is Grocery. That's my branch.
Okay, well, my branch is in town. I don't go to Grocery.
Boy, yeah, no, the branch in town does just look like the line does just be. No, I guess it's cashews too.
Yeah,
so
it's cashews. More people.
Yeah.
But one of the best banks. But what's good on our Bank of St. Lucia now is actually home, sweet home. You know, you're trying to get yourself a home, you're trying to get some land, you're trying to get a mortgage. You go to Bank of St. Lucia, go and check them out, people. That's all the bank you need. So, Yannick James, the Rass with Locks.
Right? The Rass with Locks.
You told me something, so I didn't remember. Right? So we're actually talking about, well, off air, we spoke about some of the groups that we had, community-based bands that were coming out, I think around 2015, 2014, around that time. You know, we got a donation. I can't remember what was the agency doing it at the time. Somebody, if you do know, please send me a text or WhatsApp on the texting platform. But they funded a lot of instruments being given to communities. And with that, we got some new age musicians.
Yeah, it really opened the door for a lot of musicians in certain communities, because there was the biggest one was the Marshall Youth Orchestra of the Venezuelan Embassy, mm-hmm. and whatnot. They did come through for a lot of instruments and support via the School of Music. And there was a big orchestra in Marshall, Marshall primary school, and the environment of Marshall. And a lot of, like, normal person, they will.
Yeah, you had people like Kiche and them going and.
Yeah, and teaching and stuff.
And teaching there.
Right, so there was another number of small little orchestras again around the island. Down in View for the School of Music down there, the guys are doing a lot of stuff. The problem with that is that the continuity, bro, and it's coming from being a teacher into mm-hmm. that in that space there. You know, from funding start disappearing, bro. And
people disappear as well.
People disappear, and the enthusiasm for it dies. I mean, I don't want to, like, make direct correlations, but I feel like, you know, when youth have things to do in communities, you know, less problems happen.
Of course. You know? Idle hands are never what you really want. Yeah, you never want that.
Because even in Marshall, bro, like, to see some of the notable bad boys and things, that fellas that everybody, you know, people watching, kind of used to listen to the youth play instrument and make sure their little brothers and come to mm-hmm. practice, never trouble any one of our students in the yard.
And they had so many fantastic productions. They would be probably something that Marshall Church, they would come.
Yeah, they
would
play. Yeah.
You know, when you have something like youth retreat, they would be the same guys would be around.
It's a big deterrent, man. It's a huge deterrent for crime and this bad behavior. Like, I mean, it's not my section, but I mean, I can really sports and whatnot. You know, a lot of the clubs and stuff, those things really help deter crime and this. So I don't want to see now that a lot of things happening.
But we need to get these things back.
You know, if there were more groups and more orchestras and whatnot, wink, wink, people that have money, you know, support.
Yeah, support. Let's see if we could get some of these community-based groups back. Yeah. I don't know where the instruments went.
Yeah, they disappear. That is why they disappear.
You know, I'm telling you.
Ornamented people out.
But they were there. I remember my brother got a trumpet. He started to play trumpet. Yeah. He plays the drums, you know. He got a trumpet because he was a notable musician at the time. Yeah, that's that. I put that in air quotes. He ain't serious, but he was a notable musician. He still plays. But I'm telling you, that's what I'm saying. I have to
Qualify something.
He started playing the trumpet. He never continued playing the trumpet. Yes, and he continued playing the drums. The drums, he still plays the drums now.
Once you find your passion, I'm not upset at that. But, you know, there's the people that didn't get the opportunity to find the passion in it, and then it just kind of dies off. Everybody has their thing they want to do. But I really feel like it's always a great idea to have music in your back pocket. Because for me, being able to play violin has taken me all over the place.
And we need to talk about that. Expo 2017, I think it's the biggest one out of them all.
Yeah, went to Kazakhstan, to Astana in Kazakhstan.
I had to Google it as well.
Oh, yeah.
I've heard the name.
Kazakhstan is the ninth biggest country in the world, guys.
you got all your information from today.
Yeah.
And you won't forget that, because that was a notable trip for you.
That's kind of life-changing there, just to see the different parts of the world. And mm-hmm. And the funny thing is, like, when we got there, there was a contingency from St. Lucia who went across to represent. When we got there, there was the people over there, it was like the first time seeing us as well. Mm-hmm. So, yo, people fascinated. People want to come, like, touch your skin, all kind of weird thing. Yeah, because the country was closed off for a long time during the Soviet
era. Right.
And they only, like, 20 years open up to, like, tourism mm-hmm. and stuff like that. So, like, people, like, for the first time seeing, like, black people and all, you know, wild.
And you're part of that.
Yeah, like, probably like a superstar. I didn't want to come back here, you know.
Yeah.
Honestly, I didn't want to come back here at all.
They got their own taste of the rasp.
Yeah. People want to touch the locks and see what they're like. That's a real, like, anybody from Kazakhstan that want to sell, bring me back.
Just bring it back.
Honestly,
Expo is a fantastic experience.
Yeah, because the one last year, I wasn't able, not last year, was it? The Dubai one.
That was last year.
Yeah, I wasn't able to go. That was last year.
February last year.
That's like 10 years ago.
It feels like a long time ago.
Yeah, the time just long since, you know, the dreaded C word came about, but then
COVID.
Yeah, you see the word a lot.
No, saying it's not coming back. I'm actually done with it. Right now, people saying you don't even need a vaccine to go to the US and all that thing. So you know,
free of the vibe.
Free of the COVID.
Yeah, let's get on with life. Because mm-hmm. there are other opportunities out there that, you know, I wish that I want more youth playing, because now there's always opportunities for youth to go across it. The countries over there usually have funds for these things, you know. Mm-hmm. Like, for expos, for foreign exchange, that kind of thing.
And take a look at Expo last year. Expo was actually dominated by young people.
Yeah, yes.
It dominated, you know, majority, that from the dancers to the musicians who went across.
Yeah.
Most young people folks, were under 35.
It was really nice to see, man. It was really nice to see. Because I'm like, yeah. Because before, you would have, again, I'm not trying to put no fire on nobody, but we have certain artists and performers or whatnot who have refused to pass the torch along to a lot of the young guys. It's another issue. You know, I never for a period of time that I already were ready to pass the torch to other fellas already. Mm-hmm. And some of the guys don't want to let go of this torch. Not saying you to stop performing, you know, but there's benefiting.
Give opportunity.
Yeah, there's benefiting giving opportunity to people to you. So, because then there's opportunity for them. And then when you're not there, you don't the entire thing, you just die. So you have to start passing the torch on to people to keep this entire thing going.
And I think you've been doing that, and I think rightfully so, because, I mean, you started playing jazz in the year, was it 2003?
Yeah, man, I was in Form 4.
That's 20 years ago. 20 years ago. And now you're actually not on main stage this year, but Michael is on main stage on Sunday, so you can see it.
Yeah, I mean, the doorway, I guess, I'm not claiming any kind of thing there, but then, I find a lot of the time, like, once I play, it gives people the mindset, like, wait, you can put violin in that? Wait, you can put violin in it? Because they don't, it's not their fault, I guess, if you're not exposed to certain things, you just never see that as being viable.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, as soon as you see, wait, this now you can put violin in, like, Afrobeats or that or not.
But it's a good icebreaker.
Yeah, breaks the ice. I'm happy for that, because then everybody afterwards, like, everybody has already had the mindset, like, oh, is this possible already? Alright, so this makes their way a lot easier, which is, I'm happy for.
And I saw it last year for myself. Was it in December? We were at a staff party. Staff party season. Yeah. I think I met you at two staff parties. That's a wonderful time.
Good times
for musicians.
Times.
You know, I love staff party season. I get a lot of calls. You know,
yeah, man.
Hopefully this year I get some more calls. Banker Sinusha, wink, wink.
Yeah, wink, wink. Hold it down.
Still winking. You know,
the cocktail segment. Hold it down for
me. Yeah, call Yannick. I mean, we need that. You know, people enjoy to hear good music. You know,
and it's a treat for them at that point in time. There, and for me, it's because we don't have like an association. Fire putting on all the musicians that could be doing that.
Yeah, of course.
We don't have association, we don't have groups. So
every time I hear, you're going to start a DJ and audio.
Association.
Where? For what?
It's good because then we can have a staff party. That's one of the mind you things.
And everybody can work for free.
No, there's benefit in that. There's lots of benefit. If anybody's listening there, musicians, bro, we're wasting time. Right? We have things we should be doing. The things we need to be covering for ourselves, for the generations after us, you know, for the industry in general, DJs, musicians, we need to be putting these things together right now, honestly.
Well, our time is coming, you know, and our time is already here because, I mean, it's jazz. You know, a lot of musicians have gotten the opportunity. I passed in town right now. There's a jazz right at
Right now, there's
a lot of kids over there.
It's a youth jazz.
I'm not too sure if there's some youth performing.
There were some people performing, but I came inside one time.
Yeah. So I didn't have the chance to stop the block of the road.
There's a lot of events, you know, on the ministry.
They're
doing things. Yeah. It's been really quiet for the long as well. But to see so many things happening, it gave me like the little flashback to Jazz on the Square and Tea Time Jazz and
all these things.
That was the what's been there.
Yeah, Moshi Jazz is bigger.
You see? Moshi was
lit, you know.
Babu looting up in
the weekend was good as well. I mean, even last night, I didn't expect to see so many people.
I think coming up or whatever. I'm like, yo,
the
community's on fire.
I think we should really miss that because last night I saw some of the videos and so forth from Kingdom Night.
Kingdom Night was packed last night.
I was like, hey, we have Christian, so? I didn't know that. No, seriously, I'm asking.
Some of the only churches
on. No, bro. I'm telling you, I didn't know we had Christian. So because
I saw one drone shot from Kingdom Night, I was like, yo,
is it like a main stage night? I'm telling you, if Kingdom Night was so filled last night,
I don't want to see
tomorrow. And of course, I
heard Buju was in town there today. I walk around town.
I don't see him. I wanted to see him.
I see him in town.
Eating a watermelon.
Some kind of thing. Some rasta kind of thing.
I saw that. So, I mean,
Friday's going to be packed, I assume.
Boy. Caribbean Fusion winner.
I did. I'm not playing, unfortunately. Wink.
Wink again.
Unfortunately, I'm not playing, but I do get a rare opportunity to attend one of the shows as a patron, which is
it's interesting.
It's interesting, it's weird, but
I think it's good as well because a lot of time when I don't play, I actually tend to enjoy going to the event. You know, because it's really work for us. It's not really. It's always work. I go out, I gather too much.
Somebody was saying that last night, like when you backstage, it's like, you're always getting passes there, but when you backstage, you're not. really.
You're not seeing anything.
Show. Like, there was a cast of driving, I was backstage, and I met the guys, and but when I left and I went out of backstage, I went to the front, then they have lights, there's all sorts of visuals, or a show, so like,
a show.
Yeah, man.
In the back, you don't get anything.
You don't get that. And you
just
don't get
the meet and greet.
Sound. And which is a hit or miss anyway. Sometimes it's not good to meet your, not cast of, everybody cool. Other artists, it's not good to meet them. It's best to just see the show.
Keep it
front.
Moving.
Yeah, keep it moving.
All right. Well, I'll take that. But Yannick, speaking of keeping it moving, what's next for you?
Well, I haven't seen that for a couple of years now, but I have some people breathing on my neck to produce a couple of albums. So the material is there already. A lot of my older audience wants folk albums again, but like reimagined folk stuff. So that's what's happening now.
Mm-hmm.
Jazz is, you know, work is work. So that takes away. Every time there's work, then it takes away from what you're doing on the sidelines. But
mm-hmm.
yeah, but that the albums, that's all.
Okay,
I'm supposed to be out of Ireland again during the summer. I was out in Paris last summer.
Yes, I saw that on your Instagram.
Yeah,
doing something.
Yeah, so the aim is to try to do that. Again, it's opening doors, opening boundaries.
I think a folk album would actually be very good. You know, most of the folk songs that I have on my laptop, they're called track one,
track
two,
yeah, no
track
names,
three, track four, track five. I don't know the names of the songs.
That,
you know,
nobody does.
Because of my background in
quadrille,
I would know a Lacomet, I could know this and that. But to be fair, I don't know anything. I don't know who recorded the thing.
Yeah,
it's just track one, track two, track three, and goes on and on.
Yeah, so,
you know, so,
so
I think that is something we could literally try to.
As much as I like to give people, you know, their power when they don't do it, I have to take my own power as well, because some of it falls in my plate to
mm-hmm.
do this, you know, naming of things and get it done properly, so that when you're going to have to play this song.
No, of course, because I think that's one of the biggest problems we face.
Yeah.
Because somebody probably comes and asks me, what's the name of this? I can't tell you, well, it's track one.
Track one, bro.
You know, I can't tell you what it is, but it's track one.
Yeah, track one. You want to start any of the drums, bro.
Yeah, that's it. That's the most we could do.
Yeah.
So I think we have a few problems, of course. We always have a few problems.
Oh, yeah, that's
and
that's
I think
viable,
what's important is trying to fix some of them. And we got some good solutions this afternoon.
Yeah, man. I mean, it's easy. It's always easy to bash people who you think are not doing things, but I try to always go from a positive standpoint of, okay, what am I doing? What can I do to help this entire thing? All right, it's dying out. Let's try and do more of it. Who we need to contact? Who we need to collaborate with? It's hard to come by on the island because, you know, as fellas said that, but it's the most important thing to do. So positivity always rules over, you know,
everything
kind
else.
Of bashing.
And hopefully our new age musicians could attempt to make some change.
I want them to listen. The fellas just try and make songs and not listen to musicians. Yo, if you're recording songs for the season this year, let me just tell you, don't put out no magic this year. Please get advisement from
fellas
that
musicians.
Know what's going on, bro. Y'all can sing, y'all can just get some advice. Don't think that you're bigger than asking somebody you're doing that for.
Of course. A second opinion is always good.
I tell people I'm always open up to like the fellas to perform. I have someone come at them that's always come and check me. Like, yeah, we got that. What do you think about all that? Yeah, ask fellas that in the thing already. Don't just put out.
Then have a proper A.
Yeah, man. Don't just put out magic because you're damaging the industry more than you think you're helping. And your career as well. It's best to just
I must
do
say,
it properly, man.
Over the years, we've had a lot of ups and downs.
Oh, God.
A lot of ups
in terms
and
of
downs.
Music?
Yeah.
Man.
But we actually just ran out of time.
Oh, God.
It's good. It's moving on to four. So I like when I have musicians here. You know, we could talk for more than
forever.
You know, but we have to end the show. So thank
problem.
You so much for coming in today, Yannick. I mean, I wish you the best
well.
In the rest of the year. Of course, your upcoming tour of Paris.
God, you got a tour.
Yeah, I got a tour. I got a tour.
You know, it's like one performance and one and a half performance.
One and a half performance. It's
tour,
still a tour. You know? If somebody calls
man.
Me to DJ.
Yeah, you're touring, man. You're touring.
I'm on tour.
Yeah, man.
So,
the price is doing you.
It goes up. You know, when you're not home, you charge in a different currency. So as long as you charge in a different currency, I believe you're on tour.
I charge in a different currency. Now they're moving. If my looks getting long, just sort of my hairstyle is just always saying, that's money, you know.
It's on the heat. All right. Thank you so much again for coming inside, Yannick. This has been another edition of Youth Unplugged brought to you by the Bank of St. Lucia.